Despite the threat of war, Seattle Theater, the Rendezvous, is refusing to cancel this weekend's comedy show. By headliner Dwayne Kennedy. Welcome, Dwayne.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Good to meet you. You could have stayed home in Chicago.
I started to.
You thought about
after
it.
That news. Maybe I'll go back.
But you came here in solidarity with the West Coast, so thank you for your service.
Well, I didn't know that they were talking about hitting Seattle first.
Ah,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Sorry to break that to you.
Yeah. Wish I had found that out a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but thanks, Bill.
Hopefully the flight change fee is not too dear.
No.
Performing with Dwayne, our buddy Hari Kondabolu.
Hey, Bill.
Good to see you again. You used to live in Seattle, but it sounds like you couldn't stay away at a time like this.
Oh, boy. Wait, so the goal is to hit Seattle? Is
well,
that right?
So we've been told that Seattle would be a juicy target. Big population, well, lots of military bases especially, joint bases.
Would Portland get hit too?
Well,
it's worth it, Bill.
Is that right?
I think it might be worth it.
Okay, to sort of suppress our neighbor.
As long as we're not in it by ourselves and there's some good that comes out of it, then I'm all about it, Bill.
Gotcha.
And don't the Mariners have a chance to make the playoffs?
If the season ended today, which...
if the world ended today,
Mariners would be in the playoffs for the first time in 16 years.
Okay.
So, again.
The upside to nuclear incineration.
Yes. It's all about pros and cons.
Yeah.
So I asked a congressman from Washington on the Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, how do you think this North Korea threat plays out? And he described what he foresees.
For a very extended period of time, perhaps even decades, we have a standoff. And I see it playing off as sort of a smaller version of the Cold War, that you know North Korea will not attack us and we will not attack them because the cost would be too high for either party to do that.
Dwayne, you remember the Cold War?
Yeah, it was chilly.
Yeah, it was.
Chilly, Bill.
It was. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Does this feel like the 80s to you?
This feels like a hot Cold War.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This seems like more of an imminent threat.
Yeah.
Do you know? Because, I you got two goofballs who could blow up the world.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think Kim Jong is trying to. I don't know what he's trying to do. What's the point, Bill? What? Why the period? Why all the bluster? Why Guam?
Why Guam?
What did they do?
Question. Apparently, he wants to sort of rain missiles around Guam in a display that he can do it.
Okay, so some practice annihilation,
if you will.
Hey.
Do you remember? Speaking of the Cold War, just to compare threat levels, perhaps you remember this song from Sting's first album. We share the same biology. Remember that one? Regardless of ideology, you'll need me when I say to you, I hope the Russians love their children too. And that was terrifying at that time. That Sting was taking himself that seriously.
That song's terrifying now, but
yeah, it still does, right?
Right.
Hari, more scary, less scary? How are you feeling?
Well, I was when the Cold War was happening. I was six, or seven at the time, and I remember we had shelter drills where they would have us hide under our desk or go into the hall away from glass.
Mm-hmm.
And even at six or seven, I realized that was a worthless activity.
Yeah.
That other than missing a few minutes of class, we were going to die. So I'm glad that we're not going into that, like the fake. Like, oh, let's try to protect ourselves by hiding under our desk business.
Right.
However, I don't like our current tactic of egging on the maniac with the nuclear weapons. I'm not sure if that's the best approach to this. And that's what's frightening because unlike the 80s, we didn't have someone egging on the Soviet Union. We'll do it.
There was a little evil empire talk, as I recall.
That's the response of a cat that watches a lot of television. Mm. We will rain down fire and fury. Hey, who are you, Loki? What are you talking about? We were untold that the world has never seen. You're Bane? What are you talking about?
Like, it felt like Stan Lee, their script writer, who says things like that.
Fire and fury. One of James Taylor's least popular songs. But never gets requests for that one. And now he says that maybe, well, fire and fury, they were saying, well, was that too tough?
If anything, that statement may not be tough enough.
What would be tougher than fire and fury?
Well, you'll see. You'll see.
What would be tougher than fire and fury?
Does he have a spaceship to Mars ready to go? Like, why is he saying, does he plan to leave before all of this happens? Because he does realize that we're all in trouble. It's not just, Guam and Seattle. Like, the world is in trouble.
Right. Right.
Did you know that it's against the law for Washington State to have a nuclear attack evacuation plan?
No. Why?
What
is
kind
that?
Of a law is that?
Yes.
It was decades ago. Some lawmaker decided that, you know, that would send the wrong message. We'd be planning for for a nuclear war, and so we still don't really have a plan.
Really?
But as you're saying, Hari, some plans are fraudulent anyway.
Right. I mean, the plan is regardless of what's on paper, the plan is going to be screaming, yelling, praying. And all sorts of other nefarious activities because it's almost over. I really don't think there's much you can do with am I wrong? Is there a nuclear bomb shelter? Is there a way to survive?
Under the desk, brother. Duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
Yeah, I'm under that desk.
Yeah, you should be good.
Just drag a desk around with you
wherever you go.
As long as you have a desk.
Yeah.
FEMA has a nuclear blast fact sheet. They do. It says, first of all, stay underground if possible. If not, number one.
Did they try to make it all cute? Nuclear disaster. It's a blast.
No, they put it pretty straight. They did say have a desk if possible. Okay. But if not, if you don't have a desk, it says, do not look at the flash or fireball. It can blind you. That's the first piece of advice.
Right.
I'm reading straight from it. It can blind you. Take cover behind anything that might offer protection, such as depressions, behind berms or ridges, or in mines and caves that engineers have declared usable for that purpose.
That's funny. That's the first time depression would have been a useful survival tactic.
Yes.
I'll stand behind Hari. He's depressed all the time.
And finally, avoid places that channel wind. I didn't know this. For example, under overpasses or in subway entrances, they make blast waves more intense, like a wind tunnel.
Huh.
Don't go there.
That's a lot of places to be or not to be in case of nuclear disaster.
Yes.
So essentially, just stay at the crib until things blow up or blow over.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
If you could advise Trump on this one, what would you tell him? You're an advisor. You're part of the greatest team ever assembled.
I would say stop being president.
Yeah?
Yeah. Get out of office and let a more subdued maniac take over.
Who would you prefer?
Who would I prefer to be president?
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer, if the choice was Trump or Hillary, if those were the choices, then I would have preferred Hillary.
Oh.
I think she is a more statesman. Would it be a more statesmanlike threat to the world?
A more statesmanlike threat to the world.
I mean, the egging on of a right. nuclear power. Come on, try it. I'd like to see you do it
right.
like that.
Right.
I have a feeling, and this is no one else would have said that.
Right.
Yeah.
No one.
Knock this warhead off my shoulder. I dare you.
It is a miniaturized warhead. Did you hear that? That they've in order to get on a missile, it's miniaturized.
It's like a Zika warhead.
Yeah, it's possibly tiny little warhead.
You know.
So what does that mean? How far can it reach?
I've seen various perimeter lines. I've looked at this. There's your right around North Korea. There's your Japan. There's your Hawaii. There's your Seattle is in the path of totality.
You said it could reach Chicago.
Yeah, and then there's like a wider out. It gets maybe less accurate at that point.
But on a
Chicago is
side,
possible.
Nuclear disaster would slow down gentrification.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody's brought that up yet.
No, not one person.
Not one person.
A total of one.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't believe how much value my property has lost since it was incinerated.
You guys are in the liberal bubble this weekend at the Rendezvous. Do you play red state clubs?
I do.
Yeah.
I do one-nighters in Michigan.
Yeah. How does that go?
Great.
Yeah.
You know,
are you challenging them? What's your approach?
I challenge them till they stop laughing, and then it's on with the banjo jokes. No. Who likes Merle Haggard? You know. Challenge over. I'm trying to live and eat.
Closing down the challenging portion of our set tonight.
Right. Generally, Hari tell this, it's all in the rendering. You can say anything you want to say to people. It's just in the rendering. And I'm not a person that, you're so stupid because you think this, and if you even think that. And at this point for me, and I tell people this, it's not even politics, because Donald Trump is such an extreme case. And I said, he's just a lunatic. And even people who voted for him think, oh yeah, this cat's a lunatic. And they laugh because they know it's true.
Right.
So I have not too much problems. Yeah, playing red states.
Hurry, same.
I have a few more problems. No, but I mean,
what's your problem?
I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, like I have really strong opinions, and then they express themselves on stage. It's very clear how I feel, but I think the goal is for me to find some common ground with whoever the audience is. So even if there's some disagreement, hopefully I can still make them laugh. Because at the end of the day, it's like, even if they don't like the point of view, if they like me, it's like, I don't like that point of view, but I like him and I understand why he feels that way. And I feel like to get to that level where they're invested in the performer more than anything else is the big goal, I think, of all shows. So
yeah. Oh, I'll tell you this now. Speaking of which, I did a show in at St. Charles, Illinois. You know, Illinois was blue, but not everybody in Illinois is blue. And I was doing jokes about Trump. And I didn't realize, because sometimes from the stage, you know, you can't see everybody in the audience.
Yep.
And they had to escort people out. And from what they told me after the show was that these two women that they escorted out, like, gave me the Nazi salute on the way out.
Oof.
And then some people were out at this. I think 12 people demanded their money back. People were out in the lobby crying. You know, so mission accomplished is my point.
In other words, Seattle, you're going to like these shows. That's what that means.
Who do they think they were coming to see?
I don't think they knew. You know, sometimes people, they just go to a comedy club.
Yeah,
and they don't know what it is they're going to hear, or they can't imagine what it is they're going to hear, or, you know. So it was, one was like, man, this cat is, you know. And one of, actually, last week at a club in Chicago, there was this cat in the front row who was a Marine, and he was not enjoying me at all. You know,
how was he letting you know?
Through his glares of death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was staring at me as if he were North Korea and I was Guam. Uh-huh.
You looked like Guam to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we just have a minute left. Hurry, how do you do that? How do you get people on your side? Why would I like you if I disagree with the rant you are bringing down on my head?
Because we're all people, you know? We all have generally the same kinds of issues and things that we worry about on a day-to-day, and you have to find that common ground. And also, we're all sharing a room right now. Sometimes I just like to talk to the audience and get to know who they are. And
roommates.
Yeah, we're sharing the space. We better figure out how to make it work for the next hour. You know, sometimes it doesn't work, but you do the best you can, and, you know, There is always a way. And if there's not a way, just get the check and run.
Right.
So
I couldn't change your minds. Hope the check clears. Take care.
Find out for yourself at the Rendezvous. Is it tonight through Saturday?
Yes, tonight through Saturday.
All right. Dwayne Kennedy, Hurry Kondabolu. Thanks to you both for coming in. We appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Should we go out? Do we have any more Sting to go out on? Let's see. Let's see if I can.
Any songs about North Korea?
I could probably sing it myself.
Like they care for their children as much as the Russians. I don't know.
The Russians do. Oh, Sting. He was with the Police one album before that. And then
it went in a completely different direction.
It's KW's The Record. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.